Right, it's rolling. So just stick this in. Alright, so what we're talking about tonight is releasing the power of God. My opening scripture, John 7, verse 37. And hopefully by the end of our time together tonight, you'll be able to understand more fully what this is about experientially. John 7, verse 37, 38. So this is what it says. Okay, verse 37 says, on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried in a loud voice, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And that's what we've done. Then he said this, he who believes in me, who cleaves to, trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. Not a river, rivers of living water. That's different rivers. But he was speaking here of the Spirit, whom those who believed and trusted had, and had faith in him were afterward to receive. For the Holy Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified and raised to honor. Alright, so the piece that I want to pick up on is where it says, he who believes in me, who cleaves to, trusts and relies on me, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. That living water and those springs that flow from you are for healing. And we see a picture. You see, God is living inside us, each one of us. And there's a river that flows from the throne. And it's a river of healing. And I'll just read in verse Revelation 22. It says, then he showed me the river whose waters give life. The waters that flow from you give life. Sparkling like crystal, flowing out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Through the middle of the broadway of the city, also on either side of the river, was the tree of life with its 12 varieties of fruit, yielding each month its fresh crop. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing and the restoration of the nations. And so on it goes on, speaking about the river of God and the tree with the leaves for healing. And how we have these rivers of life that flow from us. And this river that we can minister, or it depends on what is needed at the time. It might be a river of prophecy. It might be a river of healing power. It might be a river of God's grace and love. It might be a river of revelation from the Word. There's different rivers that flow at different times. Miracles and so on. But the rivers will flow from us and touch those around. Now, what I want to talk tonight is about releasing this anointing. Alright, we know that in Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, when you receive the Holy Spirit. Now, many of us have received power, but we've not activated. And I think we were talking last week about how we need to activate the things in God. We activated our salvation. We believed in our heart. We confessed with our lips that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because it says, for with the heart you believe, and with your lips you confess unto salvation. There was an activation that took place. Then we started doing prophetic pictures, and we looked at pictures. And what happened is, we started activating the ability, because God has given us the mind of Christ. It says, you have the mind of Christ. But we started activating that part of ourselves, our spiritual senses, remember? And we started, now it's stuff that you guys have done, so, but it's good just to exercise in this environment. So we started activating that. And what I want to activate tonight is our senses in terms of releasing power. So let me, because we've got short time, this is going to be short and quick. You're going to get the short version. I'm just going to take you to Mark chapter 5, because we're going to need to do physical activations and workshop it. All right, Mark chapter 5. And we can pick up a lot of the principles of what I want you to understand tonight. And it's the story of the woman who creeps through the crowd. You know, the woman that would, I'll just pick it up and I'll read it to you. And it's verse 25 of Mark 5. It says, and there was a woman who'd had a flow of blood for 12 years, and who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but instead grew worse. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garments. For she kept saying, "If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health." Immediately her flow of blood was dried up at the source, and she felt in her body she was healed of her ailment. Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned round immediately in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples kept saying to him, "You see the crowd pressing hard around you from all sides, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Still he kept looking round to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Alright, it's interesting. It says that when she touched him, it says she felt in her body there was some kind of physical feeling of the power, whether it was the restoration. She was bleeding, so I don't think there would have been a sensation of, oh, the pain left or whatever, but possibly there was. But there was something that happened because she felt it and Jesus also felt it, that something had happened. Something had communicated between the two of them. Now, when I came to a place where I said, "Right, God, I'm surrendering fully, you know, my life to you, to walk in your ways and walk with you," we went down to a meeting in a town close to where we lived. And while we were in there, this was a guy who knew the power of God, who was preaching. He must have been a comedian as well, because I've never laughed so much. And he was just a great guy. He wasn't religious. But then he said, "If there's anyone who's sick," he said, "now's your chance. You know, raise your hand." And then he got you to raise your hand, and you know, the same trick. "Now stand up," because most of us wouldn't stand up straight away. And as he started praying, I was just standing. He said, "Raise your hands." I raised my hands. And next minute, I felt like I'd stuck my fingers into a electric socket. I just felt this like going in through my body, and I just, you know, I'd not seen behavior like that, but I literally started shaking like that. It was like being electrocuted, and the power of God came into me. And what had happened at that stage was because we used to run a floor laying business, doing carpets, wall to wall carpets. It's all crawling around on your knees, you know, knee kicking, knocking things, hammering, bending, you know, you name it, gluing, joining, etc. So I had calluses on my knees, and in South Africa, it's a very hot place. You sweat a lot. If you're on building sites, there's dust, there's grit around. My knees had become infected, and you couldn't stop. You just had to work, even though your knees were damaged. And eventually, my whole system got poisoned. I had boils in my body. They'd come out of my nose, they'd come out of my legs, under my arm, you name it. They were just coming out all over. Terrible things. And that power just went through me, and it literally just burnt that stuff out of me. Now, I haven't had, that's over 20 years ago, I've never had another boil ever. So it was just like a purification process. But that is what we needing to minister to people. When people stand in front of you, you know, it speaks about the laying on of hands. Let's just have a look in the book of Acts, where we can see the same thing happening, where the apostles were doing this. If we go to Acts, I'm going to read from Acts chapter 3. It says, "Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when a certain man crippled from his birth was being carried along, who was laid each day at that gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he might beg for charitable gifts from those who had entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them to give him a gift. And Peter directed his gaze intently at him, and so did John, and said, 'Look at us.' And the man paid attention to them, expecting he was going to get something from them. Peter said, 'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, that I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.' Then he took hold of the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. And at once his feet and ankle bones became strong and steady. And leaping forth, he stood and began to walk, and went into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God." Now, what we've got to understand here is, this guy's sitting down there, he's expecting money, and this is Peter's response to his asking for something. He says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. This is a guy who knows, hey, I've got living water in me. I've got the power of God in me. So he says, I'm going to give you what I have got. And he reaches out, grabs the guy's hand, releases the power of God into him, and says, rise up and walk. Now, what we've got to understand is, we carry the power of God. We've got to activate that and stir it up. That's what we're going to do tonight. But we carry it. He didn't say, oh, well, just look to Jesus. He's risen, but we're going to pray, we're going to look to him and ask him to heal you. And he said, no, no. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Whack, just release that power, that same electric power that was coming out of Jesus. And we see later on, it speaks about how, in Acts 5, it speaks about how, it says that, you know, at the hands of the apostles, that there were many, many miracles that were done. In fact, let's just have a look here. Let me. This is not actually my Bible. So, Acts 5. I'm just looking for. It speaks about all the people that were being added to the church. That's in verse 14. Verse 15, it speaks about how they were putting, carrying people, even the sick into the streets, placing them on couches in the hope that as Peter passed by, that his shadow would heal the sick. Now, if you think, if you are filled with Christ, that the shadow was actually Jesus' shadow. But it speaks about how at the hands of the apostles, there were just great signs and wonders that were taking place. That's verse 12. I'll read it to you. It says, now by the hands of the apostles, numerous and startling signs and wonders were being performed among the people. By the hands of the apostles. Why do we lay hands on the sick? Mark 16. And then we're just going to go back to the woman, and then we're done. Just have a look what it says here about us as believers. It says, Jesus told the believers, just as he was believing, he said, go into all the world and preach the good news. It says, he who believes and trusts and relies on the gospel, and him who it sets forth and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe, it says, will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents, and even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will get well. See the hands. Impartations of power. So now our woman in the crowd heard of Jesus. And she heard the reports of people getting healed, and she believed. And she acted on her faith, so she made the connection. And when she closed the connection by touching Jesus, there was power that came out of them and healed her. Now, this is something that is spoken about in other places of the gospel as well. Because Jesus was preaching in Luke 6, and it says, verse 17, Jesus came down to them, took his stand on a level spot, and a vast throng of people from all over Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon came to listen to him and be cured of their diseases. Even those who were disturbed and troubled with unclean spirits were being healed. And listen to this, verse 19 of Luke 6. All the multitude were seeking to touch him, for healing power was all the while going forth from him and curing them all. They were seeking to touch him. They saw the same thing, that there is a connection that needs to be made. Remember, we haven't got time to look there now, but later on in the book of Acts in the ministry of Paul, it says that there were many miracles that took place. And then they would take handkerchiefs that Paul had touched and lay them on the sick and they would be healed. It was like they were like batteries of God's power. So there is this thing of touch that brings impartation. So what we need to do is we need to understand the electricity of God. We need to understand that we can transmit it one to another. And, you know, in Paul writing to Timothy, he says to Timothy, he says, stir up, you know, the anointing, the gifts that are within you, that were imparted to you by the laying on of the apostles' hands. And he says, stir it up. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to stir it up. So the power of God's like electricity. It's tangible. I can put my hands on someone and I can feel if it's going into them. I can feel if they're receiving it or not. And many times, and unfortunately far too many times, you can be standing there with hands full of power, ready to release that power into someone, and it just like stays there. It's like you're trying to pray for a piece of furniture or something. It doesn't go where you need to go. There's other people where you just touch them and they just get zapped. So, okay, so what we've got to do is we've got to practice stirring that up. Now, I'm going to pick on someone. Who's felt the power of God? You've felt it, Craig. And have you felt that when you are laying hands on people?
That, I failed.
Okay. All right, now, I can describe it something like this. If you hold a hose pipe, you know, you get a garden hose pipe, and there's nothing passing through the hose pipe, you can hold the hose pipe. You can say, that. Even if you can't see the end, you can feel this, you know, when it's alive, you can feel there's energy in the thing. Not so. You can, because, I mean, some guys, like the firemen with the big hoses, they've got to have two of them to hold them. Because even though the water's not touching them or whatever's going through, not touching them, there's energy in the thing and it wants to move around, but they can feel the energy in the thing. And I feel it's one way of describing how it is. Some people, sometimes with me, it feels like there's something coming from my hands and going through, my hands can shake. Other times I can feel like even a fluttering. Okay? Now you don't necessarily have to feel this, I'm just telling you how it works with me so you understand, because that's how it works with me. I can feel a fluttering in my belly. I can often feel the power of God come on me like a blanket, and I know that when I touch others, there's going to be, you know, power that's going to flow out. So it depends on what's happening in the atmosphere, in one sense, in the room. Because there's times where there's a atmosphere of God, as in Acts 2, where it says that this move of the Spirit filled the whole house before it came upon them. But then there's other times when there's nothing around you, but you've still got the power in you, as we've just looked at in Acts chapter 3, where Peter says to the blind man at, you know, the gate, beautiful, silver and gold I don't have, but this I have, so receive that. But yeah, let's okay, you want to come here? Oh, smiley. Okay, right. So what I want to do is just release what I've got. Now, how do I do it? I mean, I've done this for many years, so I find it easy, but others not so. Maybe it's you know, you've got to concentrate, but it's something that's flowing from my belly, because I carry that power, as do you. Science said, these signs will follow those who believe. Not the pastors, not the teachers, not the apostles, not the prophets, those who believe. That's you. So you've got to do this stuff. Okay. Now I'm going off track here. Okay, you just now there was an impartation to you. Okay, just relax. That's the big thing. You know, just in the beginning, we've got to tell people they must put their receivers on, not their transmitters. Often when people, you say, I'm going to pray for you, they go, you know, they go mad. You know what I mean? And you say, shut up. I'm praying. You're receiving. No, but you say it a bit more politely than that. Let's put it that way.
Shall I close my eyes?
No, you don't have to do anything. I mean, you just relax. Just enjoy there. Okay, now, we're experimenting now. Okay, now tell me, have you felt the power of God much?
Yeah, I can feel something warm when I have my head and stuff.
Yeah, you can feel it. No, I know, because I felt the energy. Would you describe it as almost like electricity sometimes?
Yeah.
Tingling maybe? Mm. Yeah?
My arms now, my forearms.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, now you're not imagining that?
No.
Because I told you, right? Yeah. Because we see the evidence when we see people healed. We see people changed. You see, some people, they say, it's just like a great peace dropped over me. You see, now what's happening is it's sort of doing this. Every now and then some goes and then some comes back. So, you see, I can feel that. Is that good?
Mm.
It's the best experience. Hey, you can't find this in the bottle.
Mm.
Not so. You won't find it anyway. Serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious. The presence of God is the best. The best. It's the biggest, I don't know, rave. I don't know what to say anyway, but you know what I mean. It's the most exciting thing. Okay, now what I want you to do, who else is, okay, you're receptive. He's getting a bit of a touch here. Alright, you wait here.
People see what I mean.
Hey?
I want to pick.
Yeah. We're listening. John, come. You want to come up here? Yeah, now, but what the idea is now we're going to activate you guys, okay? Okay, just relax. Hey? So, yeah, it's just like electricity that passes through. Now, some people, it takes a little longer than others, you see? Some people it takes a little more. Some people are a bit nervous. You know that God's good, don't you? Yeah. God is for us, you see. People are scared of God. It's crazy. It's the opposite. Thank you, Father. Okay, what I want you to do now is Jesus spoke about these rivers of living water. Okay. Now, I'm going to try and help him here. You imagine that maybe the river's going over a waterfall, okay, so that you can get under the water, and it's lovely, cool water, okay, and now you're hot, you're thirsty, you need some of this water, okay, you just open your mouth and you drink, okay, that's why Jesus spoke to the woman at the well and said, I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. He says there's a wellspring of life that springs up in you. So you just imagine that. Just imagine you're drinking right now. Okay, you just drink. You can even open your mouth and drink. Breathe in. Breathe in. Just need to get past your mind. See, often as well, this is where you start getting, like I'm learning myself to operate much more with my eyes open, because I do that too much, close my eyes. And we've just been working with a prophet who just sees everything with open eyes. Just learned, next level. And that's where we've got to work together, us guys. But I just start seeing things in John now. And right now, John, there's just God's just expanding. Expanding in you. There's been things that have squashed you down, and you know, life and circumstances, that's the word I'm looking to, has squashed you down and crushed even, you know, a lot of your dreams and your emotions, your hopes, etc. He's just been very gentle with you. Are you feeling anything now?
Yeah, I'm feeling warm. No, yeah. Pretty fast now.
Yeah. See, it's taken longer with John, but now it's starting to. But you see, that's what you got to do. You just got to, when you're ministering to people, okay, we'll do a couple, but then the idea is now, let's have a look here. Yeah, you come back up, because now I want you, alright, you kind of felt that. Okay, you keep your receiver on, okay, because you're just starting to receive. Okay, just join hands lightly like that. Now, I want you to release. You pray in the spirit, hey? You pray in tongues? Okay, well, there's a time to stir now, hey? Because you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Alright, you can do it. Okay, Father, I just thank you for the stirring of the rivers. They're going to flow. Power in Jesus' name. He's actually filling him. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do here. Who does pray in the spirit? Okay, you do. Did you feel, okay. Okay, yeah. Did you feel like there was electricity or some sort of...
electricity sort of...
Yeah.
It felt like he was shaking, I could feel it.
Okay, but you need to. We need to practice more with you, lots, okay. So we're going to pray for an impartation of power now. So I just want to get some others going and I'll pray for you some more. Okay, so, okay, you speak in tongues. Can you stand up? Let's just have a look here. Thank you, Lord. See, now, as I'm drawing, the power is increasing on me. There's power there, you've got to get it. What's happening here is it's going zzz, a little bit and then stops and then zzz. Do you feel that? Like you're getting... Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We've got to stir this up. We've got to stir this up in the team, eh? This is what Sally's working with. And we've got to understand it. We've got to understand how to help people. Every time we've got to be looking. We're not successful every time. I always ask God for wisdom to help us, to help people to connect. Because that's what it's about. It's about connecting people to the power of God. So how are we going to help, you see? Sometimes it's just a matter of time. Some people take longer than others. That's just the way it is, you know. Thank you, Father. Okay, are you feeling anything? You mustn't tell me. Just I want you to tell the truth. If you say nothing, just say nothing. Okay. Okay. So in this time, there's nothing there. Okay. Yeah, we want this to be real. We don't want to bulldust people. Father. Okay, now I have a sense that there's a charging starting. It's just taking time. Thank you, Father. Now I'm being quite gentle. Sometimes you've got to almost shock people to yeah, I know, that's why I was in the power increase. Give it to him, Father. Okay, what happened then?
Fear in my hands.
Yeah.
Like tingling in my hands.
Yeah. Okay, now what we have to do is we have to keep working because the idea is that we are filled with the Spirit. So in other words, there's a beginning of impartation. We've got to be saturated and filled. Jesus was so filled that literally even his clothes were full of the power of God. And that's how we get. Now, there's a story of someone like Smith Wigglesworth sleeping in a bed. I don't know if you guys have read about Smith Wigglesworth. He was preaching somewhere or the other, and I don't know if it was with a coal miners, but he was staying in a man's bed who was working, doing shift work. So when Smith was sleeping at night, this guy was at work, so Smith slept in his bed. And then in the daytime when Smith went out to minister, the guy came back. And the wife said, look, you know, my husband won't accept religion, as they called it then. So Smith said, don't change the sheets. And the guy got in the bed and fell out the other side. Said, God, save me. You know? That's it, because there's impartation with his glory on us. Thank you, Jesus, for a stirring up of the power. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes like breathing in helps. You know, when Jesus saw his disciples just after being resurrected, he blew on them. He said, that's also what I do. Receive, yeah? Said he blew on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. The breath of God is in our breath, because he lives in us. We're his hands, we're his feet. That's why Jesus says to Paul, you know, or Saul as he was called, when he knocks him to the ground, he says, why are you persecuting me? Because he was persecuting his body. Okay, now, you come back. I want you to give him some more. Okay? Give me your hands again. Let me give you some more. Okay, you have it.
Jesus.
It's there.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Remember what Peter said? What I have, I give you. And sometimes I'll go, you know, just like to almost throw it at them.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Are you, what is happening now? Are you still getting that impartation? What are you feeling there?
It's like a big, like electricity going through.
Yeah.
Like a big power.
Yeah.
It's going straight.
Yeah. And you can actually, can you feel sometimes it stops, sometimes it starts?
Yeah.
Okay, now, just say, okay, I'm gonna up that, yeah, almost like see yourself up in the voltage, turn the dial, turn it up more. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get him, Lord. Get him. Get him. That's it. He's never gonna be the same. Says he doesn't speak in tongues. Get him, Lord. You'll love it, man. It's a good gift. Good. It says, God gives good gifts. Hey, eh? Good gifts. Okay, try John now. Try John, because he was starting to receive. Okay. And let me just pray for you to be stirred up even more. Yeah, Father, just pray for greater and greater impartations. The electricity of the power of God. Thank you, Father. Fire. Power. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fire. Is there anything happening there? Are you feeling? No? Okay, I want you to drink again. Remember what I told? Was it you who said? No, I can't remember. Anyway,
no.
Same thing. Yeah, drink. Just see yourself. You can just relax. Often receiving, because we're training in this now, receiving the touch of God or the Holy Spirit, like someone said, I think it was you said, you feel a heat. And it is, it's like if you, let's say you've been out there and it's really cold, and you've been doing a bit of work and you go home, you fill a nice hot bath, I mean it's always great, or hot shower or something, and you get into that hot water and it's, you don't strain. You just like lean into that bath. You just relax into the bath, and this, and it just starts soaking into you. And in a way, it's a thing of just like leaning into the Holy Spirit. Okay, now you're going to have to learn these little techniques to help the guys out there. But if someone's like really tense, just say, just relax. Just allow the peace of God to wash over you. I'm just going to impart peace to you. Now you know there's healing power in that peace. Or I'm just going to allow God to still you. Yeah, or comfort you, depending on their state. So you just lean in there now, and just let that power, John, just let that power or that warmth. Just, you know, again, Jesus kept using the analogy of water. water and the Spirit and rivers of living water and a wellspring of life. He uses that as a picture, also fire, the heat, or the wind, you know, of the Holy Spirit. So whatever it is that connects you, just receive it. Let Him just blow on you. Just let His warmth soak into you. Because what you're doing then is you're receiving and you're helping the one who's praying and imparting to you. Can I just have a go here?
Yeah.
He's like, he's good. Yeah. He's like a sponge. Yeah. For a guy who doesn't pray in tongues, he's great. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, what's happening now? There we are. See, now we're getting through now. What happened there?
I nearly fell over.
You nearly fell over. Okay, so he's open now. Try again. He's receiving. Father, I just thank you for the stirring of the fire. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes, you know, you can even just like yourself, just relax. Just relax. Let the and just let, because God is in you, you see. Just let Him do the work, because He's working with us now to teach you. Just let it go. Thank you, Father. We're going to have to do lots of practice, eh?
Mm.
How many weeks have we got till you guys go away?
Do
you want to...
4 or 5.
You go for Omar here.
Yeah, sure.
I can feel just a little
bit. Aha, uh-huh. There we're going. We're going.
It's like a pulse, but it's like a pulse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like I don't know, you know, when water makes a little hole somewhere, if you don't fix it, how it gets bigger and bigger. That's what happens with us. That's how we increase our capacity. You see some people, wow, they've really got power. No, they've just worked with it. And they've just let that capacity increase. We've all got it. That's why it says, whosoever believes will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. So we pray in faith, because God's word says they will recover. But also, we release power. We have to release power. Okay, Scott. This is Scott, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Okay, put your receiver on. Okay, because I'm the transmitter, you're the receiver. You have your chance now. Thank you, Jesus. Relax, Scott. Just relax totally here. Thank you, Father. We've got to get this right. Thank you, Lord. Just soak Him, Lord. It's also taking a while. You guys, we just keep working until we get it right. So yeah. And what's happening with Omar? Did you feel something happening?
Oh, a bit light-headed.
Oh, you feel a bit lightheaded?
That's what I felt. A bit lightheaded, like I was just came back into
things. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting stretched, almost like I'm getting taller. Mm. When the power of God, I feel like I got bigger. It's a funny feeling, isn't it? And I feel like I got much bigger. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I want you, Scott, to drink as well, like we said to John. You just see yourself thirsty. You've just been in the desert, man. You're thirsty. You need water. Some silly dude down the road offered you 500 quid and you said, no, I don't need money. I need water. You need water right now. Now drink it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that the blockages are removed. That you help us, Lord, each one of us, to grow in understanding of how the glory of God works. Thank you, Lord. See, like there's there is there's a sort of anointing area. I've had people in the past, like they try and walk up behind you and then they just hit the shield. It's just all around you. Bounce off. They can fall over.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I always pray a line around the circle.
Yeah.
And do you remember we talked about that?
You played a
when I pray a line around the.
Oh, where you giving out? Yeah, yeah.
Well, you find that any trouble
is outside. Amazing, eh? Yeah. Yeah, people pray around the boundaries of their houses. Exactly the same thing, yeah. Yeah, Scott, not as much as I want, yeah. What are you sensing anything?
I feel like a very, very small pins and needle type feeling in the end of
it. Yeah, it's almost like, it can almost be like electricity, eh? Let me get some more. Come on. You take over there, pray for Scott, and then we must all be praying, and then I want everyone to feel the thing. We need to be praying for you guys to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hey, I think you're getting better at this now. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, what's your name again?
Wayne.
Wayne, of course. That's it. Thank you, Father, for Wayne. Fire. I release the fire of God to you, Wayne. Whatever I give you. In the name of Jesus. Woo! What's happening there now?
Just felt like it was going to fall.
Yeah, it was like you could.
It went further up my arm as well.
Yeah, you took. It's like you took a bigger dollop than, yeah. But it's nice, eh? If I say it's nothing to be. It's a nice. I wonder, we want you. So everybody's had a chance, have they? No, haven't prayed. You haven't had a chance. Thank you, Father. Keep going. Because you see what's happening is you're stirring that thing, you're growing in it. You need to keep going. That's why I want all of you to start taking it in turns to pray for each other. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I think Scott is slow, but I mean he was starting to take a little bit. Wayne has started opening up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Okay, are you, is there anything that you, any kind of sense of God's peace or anything that you're sensing as as we connected like this?
I feel calm.
Yeah.
I feel calm as soon as I come in here.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Lord, pray for that impartation. There were. I just felt like you took some there. I don't know if you physically felt something then or not.
On that hand a little bit.
Yeah.
Felt something.
Like a tingling come up your arm.
Finger like a little.
Yeah.
Static.
Yeah, my fingers start shaking. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Father, we want these guys fired up.
Yes.
To lay hands on them people out there, Lord. Set the captives free. Father, to have the knowledge of your glory. Thank you, Father. you, Lord. Father. Hey, I'm just worried. What is the time? How are we doing for time? That's too short. Tell Sally we need longer. Hey? You see, I've rushed tonight because I could have taught you more. I think we stay on this next week. Hey? I want you guys to have this.
Try and get
here
a bit early
as well. Yeah. Yeah, 7's fine. Don't come at 7:30.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, well, I tell you what I'm sensing. I'm sensing there's some kind of impartation and it's coming back and then it's going like that. Okay. So, there's not a fool, but I mean, we're gonna work on this because this is for everybody. So, it's nothing to do with you. You mustn't feel like, oh, I'm blocking, you know. I'm a bad dude. No, you're not. You're not. It's just that some things take some folk longer, yeah? I know, I can remember before we came to Britain, we used to teach this office. There was one woman, she used to lie in the corner and howl and sob and say, oh, God never touches her and she can't do this. And she was just so, so tense and so kind of worked up about it. And half the job is just to relax. God, you know, the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God's a cool dude. You know, he just likes peace and joy. So, that's a big thing where people are worked up. You know, they go like that. You almost want to smack them and say, hey, you know, go sit down for 5 minutes, calm down, and then come back.
Sorry, you know, like, you're talking about the joy and that.
Yeah?
Is that because, you know, when as soon as we touch hands,
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see it. You see people laughing. They laugh their heads off. They get drunk. It's like drunk in the spirit, and you just laugh.
You start laughing, and then you started with a giggle, feeling tingly and that. Then
yeah.
Once we start laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, that's the spirit of God is a spirit of joy. He brings joy. He brings glory. Yeah. Yeah. No, you mustn't feel, oh, you know, God's holy, you've got to be serious. Rob. Yeah. No, it's joy. I reckon, you know, Jesus, like, freaked the religious guys out because they sort of had their things on and saying, you must listen, you must do that. And he's coming here, cruising along, doing miracles and dancing and leaping. And I reckon those guys just laughed. He was like a magnet. Just the joy. It says the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Why righteousness? Not because we are holy dudes. No. Because God says, you're righteous because I've made you righteous. It's your inheritance from me. That's my gift to you because you've believed in my Son. So that's why it's righteousness. Peace. Why peace? Because we're no longer at war with God. We no longer have to carry all the mess and the consequences of everything that we've done. That's taken away. It's gone. We have peace with God. And we have hearts that are open to each other. That's why we can love one another in Christ. And joy. Because where the Spirit is, Lord, there's joy. Yeah. There is. That's all there is to it. You can be in hard circumstances. And yet you'll just feel joy and peace. That's why, you know, you can just find yourself, maybe you're walking, working, gardening, reading, whatever, you just start singing. You just start singing worship to God, because that just starts coming out of you. That's when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So if we're starting to get depressed, or we're starting to get, you know, very kind of intense, then it's time for us to just say, Lord, fill me. It's time for that. But we have to work with this stuff, see? We have to work with it. I don't know if you guys, do you get a chance during the week to practice? The way I would do it is, just stir yourself. If you don't pray in tongues, you must get going. You must get going. Because praying in tongues is like the alternator in your motor car that charges the battery. What praying in tongues does, when you understand it, is it charges up your spirit. And it's basically that part of you from which this power comes. So you're charging it up. So I pray in tongues lots.
Yeah.
Lots and lots. And what it does is increases the influence of the Holy Spirit upon you. So that's why it's a good gift. And it's something to be desired. And you guys, you know, who've been around a while, you must lead the other guys into that. Just get them praying in tongues. So pray in tongues this next week. Because I know time's short. I want longer time. See? Yeah, because you come so far, you're spending virtually as much time with us as you're on the road. So I want you to spend more time here. And, you know, if necessary, we'll come there. I know Sally said it's nice for you guys to come out, so we love having you, but I don't mind coming there if it's going to mean we've got more time. Or somewhere close by. Is there another place that you know where we could meet that's closer or easier? It's the easiest. Sally said it's here.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Sure,
okay. Yeah. It's not a problem. It's just that I get so kind of wanting to see you guys get it. Because this is good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when you lay hands, I'll just give you one example that happened to me. Like, there's so many. But I told you we're doing flooring. Mm. You get tons of offcuts when you do these carpets. I mean, you can see these bits and pieces. I've already thrown a whole lot away. But when you're doing this every day, you have a mountain of carpet pieces. So we used to take the vans to the dump. And the dump's a little bit different to what it is here. Here, you know, it's all very neatly laid out with big skips and all the rest. There, you drive over the field, you find a place. It's just like a couple of acres. You drive over the field, you find a place, and you throw the stuff out. And there's a lot of people that actually go and live in the dumps, and they're picking up stuff, searching through stuff. Anyway, there were a couple of guys that had a big fight, I don't know. And the one had picked up a piece of reinforcing steel. You know the stuff they put in concrete?
Mm-hmm.
He'd shoved it right through the other guy and left him to die in the field. And then I come along with my car, yeah, throwing all these carpet bits away. And then these little kids say, oh, no, we said, please help us. I said, what's wrong? Oh, no, there's a man down there. Now, you don't know. You go down there. You don't know what's happening down there because there could be another three of them waiting to, yeah, do you in, steal all your stuff. Anyway, I went with him, and then just over the hill beyond where the cars were there, this guy is lying with this thing in him, and he's got white stuff coming out. He's in a coma. He's like virtually dead. And so I kneel over him, like exactly like I've showed you tonight. I lay hands on him, and as I lay hands on him, there's just like it was like a miracle took place, because I laid hands on him, my hands started doing this like this, you see. And just the same thing that I'm showing you. And then I just say, like, as long as that was doing that, I just sat there. I had my eyes closed. I wasn't even watching what was going on. I was just concentrating on getting that power into that body. And then I opened my eyes, and there was about three or four who'd come walking up to see what was going on. Because, you know, there we were, kneeling over the guy in the middle of the field. Anyway, so as I opened my eyes and saw them, I just started prophesying. I said, this man shall not die, he shall live. And they, oh, yeah, look at him. Anyway, I went off home. That was sort of like about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. I was on my way home, so I had to go past that way. So that's why I threw the carpets out, all the scraps. Next morning, I thought, that was stupid. Why did I just leave them there? You know, you sort of walk off in peace. And the next morning I thought, I must go back, because I had to come past it on the way back to work. So I drove into the dump, to the spot where there's the same guy. He's sitting up, he's talking to friends around him. He's still in the same spot. And I said, oh, I see you're awake now. And you know, they go like this. That's kind of like the African way, sort of like it's respect. So he goes like this. So I said, do you know who I am? He says, I know who you are. I said, you know why you're sitting up now? He says, he knows. And on the spot, he told his story to other people. They all got born again. But that's just doing what I'm telling you now. So you guys must master this. That's been the difference between a glorious, supernatural Christian life and seeing lives changed and just going around, you know, standing with big signs saying, turn or burn. Doesn't impress anyone. Power impresses people. Where the power of God breaks sicknesses. I mean, we had a meeting here in Balfour Common, and there was a lady there. This is not that long ago, And just before we, because we've shut the church down now, we basically have moved on, and no one wanted to take it over, so we shut it. But she was sitting in a meeting there, and as I was playing the guitar, I was doing music, not because I'm good at music, because there's no one else to do it. But anyway, I saw suddenly, she's got a demon sitting on her shoulder. So these things are going to happen to you. You see into the spirit realm. So I walked up to her and I said, "Lucifer!" Like, I pointed at the thing. It was on her shoulder. She screeched and fell to the ground screaming. You guys have seen that anyway. Writhed around like a snake. Got up. 100% healed. Been with her like for 20 years. You see? This is what... For you. Man, forget about the religious stuff. Just practice. Yeah. This is practice stuff. See, it's like... Like a soldier learns how to use his rifle and how, you know, or shoot his bazooka or drive his tank or whatever. You've got to use and learn your spiritual weapons. You've got to live the life and do it like Jesus wants you to. And that's why you're going where? To Scotland.
Yes,
that's what you're going to do there. By then, you've got to be ready.